إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, praising the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and those who followed them precisely, followed them with honesty and truthfulness, inwardly and outwardly. As-sabiqoon al-awwaloon, min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, wal-ladhin attaba'uhum bi-ihsan, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that verily the first and foremost to accept that Islam from those who migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and from those who were in Al-Madinah to who helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who migrated to them, and those who follow them precisely, those who follow them truthfully. Verily Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. From those first and foremost to accept that Islam and to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to follow him and to defend him and to accompany him and to learn from him and benefit from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Al-Hudhari radiyallahu anhu, Al-Imam Al-Habr Faqih hadhihi al-ummah, Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he accepted Islam in the very beginning. He accepted Islam radiyallahu anhu in the very beginning, and he faced much hardship until in the fifth year after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he migrated to Habasha with those who migrated, fleeing for their religion and fleeing for their deen because of persecution of their belief in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. They fled and they left and they went to Habasha, and they stayed there for some time. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he returned radiyallahu anhu, and he entered Mecca, and he was harmed. And he was harmed greatly for his belief and for his deen. And he was harmed greatly for his creed. But he remained steadfast, and he stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca all the way until he made hijrah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah, he made hijrah two times, hajar al-hijrataini radiyallahu anhu, and he was from the most knowledgeable and upright and steadfast upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned about him, anu kana nahifan qasiran khafif al-lahm, that he was not a great man in his body and his build, but rather he was short and he was thin and he was light radiyallahu anhu, but his heart was heavy and his faith was strong. It has been connected by Imam Ahmed that Ali radiallahu anhu, he narrated that one day they were with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he commanded Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to climb a tree to get something for him. And whenever he got into the tree radiallahu anhu, his shins became uncovered, and they're very thin. And some of the companions, they begin to laugh at the thinness of his shins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا تَضْحَكُونَ, what are you laughing at? لَرِجْرُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ أَثْقَلُ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ أُحُدْ. What are you laughing at? The legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud are heavier in the scales with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the mountain of Uhud. Because of his faith, because of his certainty, because of his sincerity and truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has weight and he has a great rank and status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the case for those who believe. And those who have strength in their faith and their iman, they will be lifted and they will be raised. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he mentioned about himself that he memorized from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 70 some odd chapters from the Quran. That he memorized from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 70 some odd chapters from the Quran. And it has been collected by Al-Imam Ibn Majah that Abu Bakr and Umar, both of them radiallahu anhuma, they came hastening to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud one day radiallahu anhu to give him glad tidings. And they both came to him and they said radiallahu anhuma that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man ahabba an yaqra' al-Qur'an ghaddan kama unzil, that whoever would like to read the Quran precisely, without any change in the manner that it was revealed, فَلْيَقْرَأْ عَلَى قِرَاءَتِي إِبْنِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ, then let him recite the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is from those who have narrated the Quran to us, and likewise from those who have narrated the Sunnah. And the revelation has reached us by this great companion, by the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. We should know the virtue of these men. We should know the virtue of these men and these women, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love them. And love them for the sake of Allah, and draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by loving them and learning their way and following them precisely. Radiallahu an as-sahabati ajma'in. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was steadfast. And he accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the most diligent manner. And he was with him while he was a resident in Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was by his side in his travels. And it was known that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud kana sahiban alay Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would carry the shoes for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he would bring him the water for his purification and for his wudu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would serve him, especially whenever he was in his travels. And it has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala that Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said, qadimtu ana wa akhi min al-Yemen. He said that me and my brother, we came from al-Yemen whenever they made hijrah. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu and his brother, whenever they made hijrah to al-Madina from al-Yemen, he said, makathna heenan la nura illa an abda mas'udin wa ummahu min ahli al-bayt. He said that we were in Medina for some time and we did not think anything except for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and his mother were from the household and the family of the Prophet. We did not think anything except that Ibn Mas'ud and his mother were from the family and the household of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min kathrati dukhulihim wa luzumihim lahu, because of how much they would be with him, entering to his house and coming from his home with him and remaining steadfast by him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the noble companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He has great virtue. The believers, they should know this, and they should love him for the sake of Allah and learn about his biography and his seerah and follow him radiallahu anhu in that, because he was the one who was following sternly and strongly and sincerely Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is from those links that we have back to our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from his beautiful statements radiallahu anhu. He said, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبُ أَوْعِيَةٌ, that verily these hearts are nothing but vessels and containers. فَلَا تَشْغَلُوهَا إِلَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ وَلَا تَشْغَلُوهَا بِسِوَاهُ, so do not preoccupy your hearts or fill them with anything other than the Qur'an, and do not fill them with anything other than the Qur'an. And this is from his wisdom and his truthfulness and his knowledge of this affair, that the one who busies himself with the Qur'an and he fills his heart with the Qur'an and understands the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a light for him and it will be a criterion for him and it will be a means for him to determine the truth from the falsehood and to see correctly and to go straight and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon clarity. Likewise, from his beautiful statements radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Al-iqtisadu fi sunnah khayrun min al-ijtihadi fi bid'ah, khayrun min al-ijtihadi fi al-bid'ah, that to be moderate upon the sunnah, to be moderate upon the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is better, is much better than striving hard upon innovation. It's much better than striving hard upon innovation. And this is from his understanding likewise, radiyallahu anhu, that it's not about how much a believer does or performs or how hard he works, but rather what is considered is his action according to the sunnah. Is his action correct and in a manner pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, a believer, he will learn about the companions. He will learn about them and he will learn about their biographies and he will know them so that he can follow them in truth and he can be from those whom Allah is pleased with, following the muhajirun and the ansar precisely. Radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Aqulu ma tasma'un. Astaghfirullah li walakum fastaghfiruhu. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, it's been collected by Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى that حذيفة رضي الله عنه, he mentioned, إن أشبه الناس دلا وسمتا وهديا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن أم عبد, that verily the one who most resembles the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning from amongst the companions radiyallahu anhum, the one who most resembles the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his manners and his conduct and his appearance and his demeanor and his behavior, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He was known for his diligence to learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to apply that. And it's mentioned likewise that he said about himself, whenever they would learn the Qur'an, that he said about himself and the companions radiyallahu anhum, that whenever they learned the Qur'an, they would learn 10 verses. And they would not go past them. And they would not go past them until they learned the understanding of those verses and what they meant and what they required from application. And he said, فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعًا, and we would learn knowledge and application at the same time. This man, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he would imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his manners and his behavior and his conduct. And he took him as a role model. And this is because he believed, أَنُّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam صِدْقًا وَحَقًّا. He believed that he was truly the messenger of Allah receiving revelation from the heavens. And therefore he took him as a role model sincerely and truthfully. He took him as a role model sincerely and truthfully. And whatever he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do that. Until his manners and his demeanor and his conduct and his speech, every aspect of his life, inwardly and outwardly, he would follow the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even it's mentioned about him, radiyallahu anhu, annahu kana min ajwadin nasi thawban abyad, وَمِنْ أَطْيَبِ النَّاسِ رِيحًا, that he was the best and most, he was the best in appearance of the people in a white thobe. And likewise, he had the best scent from all of the people. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged this. إِلْبِسُوا مِنْ ثِيَابِكُمْ الْبَيْضَاءِ, إِلْبِسُوا مِنْ ثِيَابِكُمْ الْبَيَاضِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised to wear the white garments. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خِيَارِ ثِيَابِكُمْ, because these are the best of your clothing. So Ibn Mas'ud, he would hear this and he would follow that. And likewise, he knew that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved the beautiful scents and the beautiful perfume and the beautiful smell. And therefore, you would find him applying that in his life, inwardly and outwardly. If it came from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his speech, in his actions, in his conduct, in his manner, in his sunnah, in his legal ways, he was from the first to apply that, and to be diligent upon that way. And likewise, this is what he taught his students after him, radiallahu anhu. And it is mentioned about him, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that he had many students. But from them, the one who imitated him the most and followed him the most in his demeanor and his conduct and his manners and his behavior and the way that he carried himself, radiallahu anhu, was Alqama ibn Qais al-Nakhai. And likewise, he had many students after him, teaching them this way, the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as seen by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He had many students, but those who imitated him and followed him most in his manners was Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhai. And likewise, after him, he had many students, but there were those who were diligent, and from them who followed him the best. And in his manners, in his demeanor, in his way, in his conduct, in his behavior, was Sulaiman ibn al-Mu'tamir, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And after him, Sufyan al-Thawri. And after him, Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. And after him, al-Imam Ahmad. They all would follow. They would all would follow diligently in the manners, and the conduct, and the demeanor, and the appearance, and the movement, and the speech, and the way that they behaved, precisely like the other one. Because they're on a chain back to al-Sabiqeen, al-Awwaleen, min al-Muhajireen wal-Ansar. And they want to be from those who follow them precisely. And this is the correct way and the good path. And this is the example. This is the example of the righteous and the pious, who are the role models for the believers. And after Waqi', the one who followed him the most from all of his students is al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And those who followed Imam Ahmad precisely in his manners, in his conduct, in his demeanor, in his way, was Sulaiman ibn Athiyah ibn Ash'ath, Abu Dawood al-Sijistani, rahimahumallahu jami'an. And these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has praised them in his book. As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirina wal-ansar wal-ladhina taba'uhum bi-ihsan. These are the ones that Allah has been pleased with, subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. This is a glimpse of them. And there are many of them. And they are ashabul hadith. And they are ahl sunnati wal jama'ah. And they are the people who are alive, carrying the narrations and the sunnah to us in the first three generations. And they are the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about them, khayrun nas qarni, thumma ladhina yalunahum, thumma ladhina yalunahum. The best of mankind is my generation, and then those who follow them, and then those who follow them. A believer, he will learn about them, and he will follow their way. And they are as-salaf as-salih, and they are the pious and the righteous predecessors, and their deen is the good deen, and their religion is the correct way, and they are the ones who lived upon what is pleasing to Allah, and they died upon that in the same manner. And they are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised them for their faith and for their deen. And any believer who would like to have good for his soul in this life and in the hereafter, then he will learn about their way and he will follow that. And ascriptions alone without sincere knowledge and truth and application is nothing and will not benefit. It's nothing and will not benefit. So just to ascribe to their way and to claim to be upon their path without any action or conduct or manner, it will not benefit. But rather, what is required is to learn their way and to have sincere knowledge with regards to that. And evidence and proof from the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their narrations. And to strive against the soul, to be upon their way, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who love them truthfully and sincerely, and to put us upon their way, and to put us upon their way. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.